May the same fellow who led you by the hand in Normandy, Holland, Bastogne, and Germany look kindly upon you and guard you until the last great jump. At the end of July, the division was transferred by 40 and 8s to France. E Company went into barracks in Joigny, a small town south of Paris. Winters, Spears, Foley, and others took furloughs in England. On August 6th, the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, laying to rest the fears of another campaign in the Pacific. After that, everything in the airborne was in flux, with low-point men being transferred into the 17th Airborne, others into the 82nd. The 101st magazine, The Screaming Eagle, complained, "The outfit seems more like a repel-depel than a combat division." On August 11th, Colonel Sink was promoted to Assistant Division Commander. On August 22nd, General Taylor left the 101st, or what was left of it, to become superintendent at West Point. Shortly thereafter, the 506th packed up and moved out to join the 82nd Airborne in Berlin. It was said that Colonel Sink cried when his boys marched to the Joigny Depot for shipment to the 82nd. Webster thought it fitting that he do so, as he was the heart and soul of our regiment. Writing in 1946, Webster went on, "Our beautiful dark blue silk regimental flag with Mount Currahee, the bolt of lightning, and the six parachutes embroidered on it is rolled in its case, gathering dust in the National Archives in Washington." On November 30th, 1945, the 101st was inactivated. Easy Company no longer existed. The company had been born in July 1942 at Toccoa. Its existence essentially came to an end almost exactly 3 years later in Zell am See, Austria. In those 3 years, the men had seen more, endured more, and contributed more than most men can see, endure, or contribute in a lifetime. They thought the army was boring, unfeeling, and chicken, and hated it. They found combat to be ugliness, destruction, and death, and hated it. Anything was better than the blood and carnage, the grime and filth, the impossible demands made on the body. Anything, that is, except letting down their buddies. They also found in combat the closest brotherhood they ever knew. They found selflessness. They found they could love the other guy in their foxhole more than themselves. They found that in war, men who loved life would give their lives for them. They had had three remarkable men as company commanders.